time of year was it, do you think?
No.
Don't know.
I don't know what month of the year it was. No.
So it but the reason I asked you that was because of arrival from, you know, you being a child who'd always lived in a warm country, suddenly arriving in England, I wondered what you can remember about arriving.
No, I know that we were taken off the boat and we were taken into a very, very big hall, and we were checked by the doctors because all the time we'd been on the boat, and also our hairs were checked. And they told my mum that I had a need. My mother had never heard that word before. But of course, they washed her hair and everything. And then we were put in trains and brought to London. And my family that had left Gibraltar with us, we were all put in the Royal Palace Hotel Kensington, next to Kensington Gardens. And we had a big room.
So how many of you in the room?
10.
And who was that? Who was in your room?
In the room was my mum and my brother and myself. Then there was my auntie, my uncle, the two children, and two old ladies.
And was this just an ordinary hotel room?
Yes. You know, we were on the third floor. But I think there was about 7 floors, you know, a lovely hotel, big corridors. And, of course, we were there. And then they had the dining rooms downstairs, and we had to go down for breakfast. We had to go down for everything. We were given the masks in boxes. Cardboard boxes. But then my mum had she had a tin one. And sometimes we didn't like what we were giving for food. So my mum had a glass jar in this tin, and she would take it down to the dining room. And if we didn't like something, less the way the meat was done or something, my mum would put it there. And then in the bathroom, we had a very big bathroom for all of us. And my mum, I don't remember exactly when it was set there, but we had the old tea chests. And my mum had it in a corner. And in that, she had a little paraffin stove. And she would cook the things differently for us.
So she was very resourceful, your mother.
Yes. And then, of course, we had the coupons. So we could only go to the shop and get what we could with the coupons.
So just to go back, Lillian, this time you wore about 7 by now, were you?
Yes, when I got there, yes.
And what year was that?
Well, I was born in 33, so this was 40. When the war started.
Do you remember, because obviously you've got a very different, if I was interviewing your mother, mm-hmm. you know, she'd tell me a very different story. But as a child, do you remember your mother, what the adults in the room talking about it all the time?
Well, it was all trying to get clothes for us, trying to make us as comfortable as we could, because we were all in the same room.
So how did you all sleep? What did you sleep on?
Well, we had camp beds. We had a bed, a high one, and then a camp bed underneath, and they were pulled out. And of course, we had 2 good beds for the elderly people. One was my dad's auntie, and one was my father's auntie. My auntie was my father's sister, and her husband. I'm not sure why he came with us, because a lot of men were left behind.
Yes, because presumably people had to leave their work.
Yes, yes. And of course, my uncle, he managed to get a job during the war in England. My brother was only 4. And he didn't, when the, you know, when the air raids went, we all had to leave the rooms, and we had to bring the mattresses and put them on the floor in the big corridors that we had. And then we had the manager. He would come up to see that we were all right and all these things. And then later on, I must have been about 2 years after, they made shelters in the hotel. And then we were not allowed to stay in the room there. So every time the siren went, we had to go down to this shelter. And in the shelter, we had bunk beds in three layers. But what my mum and my auntie did, they let the children sleep on them. And then on the other side, they would put one of the flaps up. And then my auntie would sleep on one side for a while. She'd get up, and then my auntie. Before we had the shelters, after that we were not allowed to stay up in the corridors. We had to go down to the dining room after everything was cleared. And we would take these very thin mattresses and put them underneath the tables. And that's where we slept. But my mum and my auntie, they slept on chairs, and their feet got very, very swollen and everything. But it was the war, and we all managed. I know my mum always had a little brown case with clothes for us, in case we were bombed and we had to leave the hotel, that we always had something to wear. And she also kept her money. She made a little material bag with a button, and she always had some money there, and she would pin it on her bra in case we had to run and lose our handbag. She always had some money for us. She always said that would keep us going.
So she was very good, wasn't she? She tried to stop you having any anxiety.
Oh yes, she was. My mum was excellent with us, and so was my auntie, because my mum, when the siren went, she went to pieces, and we were not allowed to use the lift, so you had to come down five floors.
So was the whole hotel full of Gibraltarians?
Yes, yes.
So presumably there were other people you knew there, were there?
Yes, there was a few. Well, it was a few people, because schoolgirls that were with me here in Gibraltar, in the school, they came to the same hotel. Some of my dad's family were there, so we did know. Also, my mum's sister and her daughter was in the same hotel. So we did know quite a number of people. And, of course, also I remember in the afternoons, we had a room. It wasn't actually a kitchen, but they had a kettle and a toaster, and they also had a table, ironing board. So my mum used to wash the things for us in the bathroom and hang them in the bathroom to get them dry as well. And then the old lady, my mum's auntie, she was the one that took over for ironing. We all took it anyway. But she also used to get the bread, the slices of bread, and go to this, I call it a little kitchen, and toast the bread for us for when we came back from school. There was always a long queue because everybody was doing the same thing.
Yes. I was just going to ask you that about school. So you did get in, you must have gone to a local school somewhere.
No. The first school I went was the Victoria and Albert Museum. All the children, all the girls, from, say, 6 or 7, up till they were 14. We all went to the Victoria and Albert Museum. Two mothers in the front and two at the back, and we used to walk every day to the school. And we used to take sandwiches or something like that for lunchtime. And then in the afternoon, another four mothers came and brought us back. And of course, we had to walk because we didn't know anything about buses at the very beginning and everything like that. So we were there for, the thing is, I can't remember exactly for how long I was there, but I've got a photograph taken with all of us sitting on the steps of the Victoria and Albert Museum. And I'm in the first row. And I didn't have a uniform yet. Some of the girls you always there in the photo had their uniforms. But then from there, my mum took me away and I went to the College of the Sacred Heart in Hammersmith.
So just going back to the school at the V&A, it's amazing. So who organised that? Do you know?
It must have been the government that organised it, because I don't know where the schools were or anything like that. All we were told that they had fixed some of the rooms from the museum so it could be used as a school.
And what can you remember about the school? Was it in English?
Oh, yes, everything was English. We, of course, we knew English because we had been taught in Gibraltar. Yes, everything was in English there. I think one or two of the teachers might have been from Gibraltar.
So it was just Gibraltarians?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. There was no English children there. But then from there, like I said, I went to the Convent of the Sacred Heart in Hammersmith.
But do you think you learned, you know, can you remember any of the lessons you had or what the rooms were like?
And not very much. I know we did arithmetic and English and... But I can't remember exactly the subjects we did there.
Do you think if you went back to the V&A now, which you probably, I'm sure you have been back.
Oh yes, lots of times.
What does it feel like going back in?
No, because I can't exactly remember the room, because I had a friend, poor thing, she died a few years back, and I used to say to her, I can't remember anything about the room. And she used to say, yes, we used to go downstairs, but I don't remember anything about that room where we were taught. All I remember is walking to the school and walking back.
Well, I'd love to have a copy of the picture of you.
Yeah, well, Paul must have it, because we have kept an album of the family, you know, elderly people and things when we were young and that, so he's got to have the photograph. But then I hadn't remembered, but then the boys also went there, because we my cousin, he was pictured in the photograph on the steps as well. I couldn't remember that we had boys going. I think we all walked together, but whether we were in different rooms, I don't know. Don't know about that.
How long were you at the hotel?
4 years.
So 19 till the end of the war, then?
No.
Not quite.
Not quite, no.